My life is an open book. I write upon its pages my present. My life is an open book. I write upon its pages my present. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My life is a wide open book. All of our lives are wide open books. All of our lives tell everything about who and what we are. And sometimes we don't realize that it is so open and it is so revealing to everyone. Everyone who looks at us sees who we are. Everyone who looks at our lives knows the kind of person we are. Now, if we were to be just people and gather together in a group of people, and as we gather together in a group of people, we are unknown to each other. We are just people, and we have no attitude or no anything that tells us who we are. It's sort of like you're in a nudist park, and nobody has any clothes to tell them that they're rich or they're poor, or they're happy or they're sad, or they have or they don't have. Nothing is to indicate that whatsoever at all. So you have a smile on your face, and everyone looks at your face and says, "Oh, that's a happy person." And they talk to you, and they share with you on the attitude that you are a happy person because your life's an open book. It's wide open who you are. There's no outer evidences of who you are, no clothing to tell that you're rich or poor, no attitude that says that you are a mucky muck or an ordinary person, a person with class as far as clothing goes, or a person with no class, or what have you. Maybe no budget. But you're all together, and you're talking with one another, and you're sharing, and you're on an equal basis, 100% equal basis. Nobody has any idea who you are. And so you begin to talk, and you say, "This is a lovely day. I really enjoy warm weather like this. It's so wonderful. I feel so peaceful. I feel so great. It's just fantastic." And another person says, "Oh, it's a lousy day. I wish it were cloudy. It's the sun is too bright. We get a sunburn that way." Well, you say, "Okay, you can go in out of the shade." Out in the shade. And when you're out in the shade, you are out of the sun. So if you're out of the sun, you don't get a sunburn. But then what I came here for, I'm not getting. I came here to be out in the sun. I came here to be out walking around in the open, enjoying myself, just being myself and having fun. Well, if that's what you came for, then take it. Take it. Yeah, but all these people, they're staring at me. All these people, they expect me to be something. They expect me to be a wizard. They expect me to be the person that I am. Well, what kind of person are you? Well, I am an intellectual person. I am a professor at the university, and I am a wise person. And well, what are you doing here? Well, I am here because I thought this would be kind of fun to be out in the sun and enjoy life in a naked way. Well, apparently, that's not your desire for yourself. Apparently, that's not what your book says for you. And you're not writing in your book the moment right now that you're living. Right now, you're living here in this beautiful surroundings, in this beautiful atmosphere where nobody judges you because they have nothing upon which to judge you. Oh, they look at your body. They say you're well-fed or you're not well-fed. They say you have taken care of your body very well and you have a muscular body or you have a normal body. They look at you and they just say, "Okay, so now we have seen that evidence. Now we will look at the other part of the person." And the other part of the person is, what is your life? How much of an open book is your life? Are you living in the present? How are you writing on the book of your life in the right now? Are you seeing your life as a fabulous experience? Are you seeing your life as a joyous experience? Are you seeing your life as something very beautiful and very spectacular? One man said, "I cannot really know too much about you until I see you later after you get dressed, and then I see who you are." "Oh, so the person I am right now, you cannot tell who I am?" "No, because the person you are right now, you are hiding beneath your anonymity. You're hiding beneath your ability to pretend that nobody knows who you are." "I know who you are." "Oh, you do? Who am I?" "I know who you are." "Well, who am I?" "You are a very sensitive, loving, caring person." "What?" "You enjoy animals. I just intuitively sense this about you. You enjoy children. You enjoy being with other adults. You enjoy life." "Where'd you get that idea?" "You enjoy in seeing the sun. You enjoy seeing the shade. You enjoy being with people, and you enjoy being alone." "Well, how did you get that idea?" "Well, I just observed you in your various ways of being right here and now. And as I observe you, I can see who you are. Your life is an open book. It's not the clothing that you wear. It's the attitudes that you have. It's not the things that you own. It's how you live with who and what you are when you have no outer facility. You are only known by what your intuitive self is, what your harmonious self is, what your physical self is. Now, are you afraid of the sun? Do you run into the shade right away for fear of being a sunburn? Or do you love the sun? Do you enjoy it? And do you say, wow, this is great? You see, those are two personalities. But no, that's just the way my skin is. My skin is susceptible to the sun. Your skin is not susceptible to the sun. It's your thoughts that are susceptible to the sun. Your thoughts say that the sun will give you a sunburn, and your thoughts will say the sun will not. Oh, come on, you cannot say that about some physiological principle like that. The principle is, and that's the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. That's the way you have presented it to yourself. That's the way you have told yourself who you, yes, who you are. Now, your life's an open book. My life's an open book. Everybody's life is an open book. And we write upon its pages the present moment, what we think of ourselves. I love the sun. The sun up here in the high desert does not burn. It just tans lovely. It just is beautiful. And I have said this to people for years. And the people who said, oh, wonderful. I used to get a sunburn, but I don't up here in the mountain. Whenever I come to the mountain and I'm sitting around the swimming pool here in the mountain and I'm just enjoying myself so much, I don't get a sunburn or a suntan. I just have a lovely brown. I just have a lovely tan, if you will. I am not burned in the slightest. And look at all these other people. Certainly some of them had preconceived ideas of what their body was going to respond to the sun. And when they came up here and learned that the sun only loves the skin because we only love the sun, that is the response. Oh, come on, Herb, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Your life's an open book, and you write upon its pages your present experiences. And whatever you believe your present experiences are, that's what they are. Do you believe that your present experiences are good and very good? Then that's what they are. Do you believe that the people you're meeting here in this group of people are all good and very good? Well, that's what you expect out of them, and that's what you draw out of them, because that's what you put into them. You put into them the idea that they are sensitive, caring, loving people, and this is exactly what you experience from them. And, of course, they experience that from you, too. Now, are you the boss? Why be the boss? Are you the one who has to tell people what the rules are? Why be the rule maker? Why be the Gestapo? Why be the person who has to be the policeman on duty here? Just see everyone enjoying themselves and doing what comes naturally, doing what makes them feel happy, fulfilled, delighted, revealed in every way. Our life's an open book. and we write on its pages whatever we're doing in the present moment. And what are you doing in the present moment? What sort of life are you living in the present moment? Are you living a life in the present moment that says to you, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are good, you are wonderful? Then that is the life that you will live forevermore. I write upon the pages of my life, my open book, whatever my present moment is. Whatever I think in the present moment, whatever I am in the present moment, however I live in the present moment. There is no other moment that's important to me save the present moment. Now, if I had a group of people standing behind a curtain, and I would talk to them, and I had no idea who they were, and they would talk to me, and I could not see their bodies, I could not see their clothing, I could not see their being whatsoever. And I would talk to them, and however they would respond to me, that's the attitude I would have. I would immediately take to some people and say, wow, you're great. You're writing in the present moment. Wow, you're wonderful. Hey, you got some hang-ups. You got some problems, but they're not mine. I see you balanced and happy and harmonious. And I keep talking to that person, saying to them, I see them balanced, happy, and harmonious. And lo and behold, they are balanced, happy, and harmonious. Because whatever I create them as, whatever I see them as, even though they're standing behind a blanket and I cannot see them in physical sight at all, I hear them in my heart. I hear their voice, I hear their attitudes, I hear their feelings, I feel their emotions, I feel their isness of the nowness of who they are. And this is what happens always in our life. It is only how we live in the present, our expression in the present, our attitude in the present, our thinking, feeling, speaking, living in the present moment. That's the reality of who we are. Claim that in your life now and watch how magical everything in your life is as you claim the fact that I write upon the pages of my open book every moment of my life. I write upon the pages of my open book every moment of my life. I write upon the wide open pages of my book of life, all of the thoughts, the attitudes, the emotions, the feelings, the expectations, the fulfillments, all that my life is. And because of that, my life is filled with joy and peace and harmony. Because of that, I am the maestro. I am the magic one. My life is an open book. Your life's an open book. I write upon the wide open pages of my life, my present experiences, and I choose to dwell every moment on the present experiences of my life. Have a lovely day and know that your life is worth living. Your life is worth being in response to as a present activity in the now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.